Freak Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org, REM there. I'm going to DJ. It's going to be off of their forthcoming album coming out. I think it's called Accelerate, but that was a live version of the track. On the phone with me right now, I got DJ Downbeat. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Very cool. From I got him from Humboldt Free Radio, which is at 99.9 FM in the Northern California Humboldt area. And you guys got visited? Was it in December?
Yeah, I think it was December the 16th. It was that Sunday.
2007?
Yeah, 2007, about 7:30 p.m., a late-night visit.
So just to let folks know, you are an illegal pirate radio station operating in that area on what?
Yes, we operate out of Arcata, California.
50 watts or so?
We're 45, actually.
Okay.
Yep, we're 45, broadcasting out pretty much the Humboldt Bay region.
So the FCC stopped by your studio, and did they try to get entry to the... to the location?
Yeah, they did. We were in a house that was rented by some friends, and they tried to gain access, and he just, our friend answered the door, just pretty much told them, no, you can't come in, you know, do you have a warrant?
Right.
He did a really good job. We were really impressed. And, yeah, just didn't let them in. They gave us a bunch of paperwork, made us sign something saying that they could not come in and inspect everything. And then they went on their way, told us to stop.
How many were there? Were there two of them or one?
There were two of them.
And they're, according to your, you have a press release that they were from the San Francisco office?
Yeah, San Francisco area. I think they actually could have came from Petaluma.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what was on the paperwork, but I guess they said they were from San Francisco.
Interesting. Is there any names on the paperwork that you were, do you remember?
Not that I remember, and unfortunately I don't have it on me at this time.
So how long you guys been on the air at that location?
At that location, we've been on for, it's been about a year now. It was probably one of our longest runs. We were off before that for about a year before that we were off the air. So we got that one. We were really jazzed, and you know, we had a pretty good run up here.
Uh-huh.
For the year, and then we've been lucky enough to get something so soon. We've already gotten a new space, and it's being set up in the process. Hopefully for broadcast mid-February.
So did you guys shut? You guys shut down after they visited, right?
Yeah, we did shut down after they visited. With plans to, it was right before the holidays, and. With everybody's schedule, we just decided to keep it off until we came back and get back on. I think we were going to try to get back on by the 11th of January. But when we got back, we were informed that the FCC had sent letters to the property manager and to the owner of the home.
Isn't that nice?
Which pretty much did not gel very well, at least with the property owner.
So they don't want you broadcasting there?
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't like that at all. I guess the if it would have just been the management company, they didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But the property owner wasn't too happy about it.
So you're in search of another location?
No, we like I said, we had found one.
Uh-huh.
We found one, and we just moved this weekend, actually.
Right.
And in the process of getting everything tuned in and tuned up, and hopefully we'll be back on by. Next weekend.
That's great. So you've been on the air for around 2 years, the station off and on?
The station off and on has probably been on air in this incarnation for about 5 years now. About 5 years.
Wow.
We've been off and on. We've been through a couple different bands. We were at 94.9 for a couple years, and we were at 97.5, and now we're at our current location of 99.9. But yeah, with this group of individuals that kind of there's been a lot of free radio in Arcata area for a very long time, and it's just kind of changed incarnation. And yeah, in this latest one, it's been about 5 years or so.
Give the listeners an idea of some of the programming on the station. Is it 24/7 and are a lot of programmers on live?
No, we're not 24/7 right now. We broadcast Thursdays from about 5 to late night, and then Saturdays we come on about 12, Sundays at 1, and yeah, right now we're just at a weekend schedule, so we go pretty much from the mornings till late at night. What was the rest of that question?
You know, I forgot too. You have a MySpace page. You don't have a website, but you have a MySpace page folks can check out as well. Again, it's MySpace.com/_HFRA. Folks can check it out there.
And that's got our schedule for now, but it will be updating. We're going to switch stuff around when we come back on, and we're hoping to offer some more news programs throughout the week, some dailies and some weeklies, and a couple more shows. We've got a bigger force with us now. We're up about double the DJs we've been in the past, so hopefully there's going to be some more coverage coming soon.
And I'm sure you need donations, just like we do.
We would greatly appreciate donations. You can send any donations to HFRA at P.O. Box 243, Arcata, California, 95518. Anything would help at this point. But, you know, it's kind of going good. We're really just happy that we're not going to be off air for that long.
Right, right.
We've had so many problems before with finding locations up here that that it's really nice to get something within the month or so.
You guys also have a CD you put out, a benefit CD folks can buy if they want help out, called Raiding the Airwaves Volume 1, benefit compilation for Humboldt Free Radio Alliance. And is that the same thing as the Free Radio, is the station Free Radio Alliance, Humboldt Free Radio Alliance?
Yeah, we are Humboldt Free Radio Alliance. That's the full name of the HFRA. And yeah, we put that out about 2 months ago. A bunch of local bands came and helped us out. We got a couple of unreleased tracks on there. I think one's from The Hitch, and I think was it the Cicadas? I'm not too sure. I think they were down from your guys' area.
Right.
Francisco, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And a couple of bands on there that are no longer, but it's a great compilation.
Any recommendations? I was going to play something after our interview here, and I haven't really had the chance to listen to it all yet, unfortunately.
Well, let's see, I don't even have one in front of me. Play
the Kung Fu
song
Grip.
Pretty good. I really dig the Cicadas and the long and short of it.
Okay, track good. 9. It's called Digga.
Yeah.
Cicadas.
So that's some good stuff. And there's another local band around here, and we get to play this band, Drag By Horses. They helped us out a lot with this.
Okay.
And they have a really good unreleased track on there too. That's pretty killer.
What kind of do you do program on Free Radio?
Yeah, I do. I do like a roots reggae program. Playing a lot of like 70s, 80s. I get into some newer stuff too, some newer roots, and I talk about some of the local issues around here that go on in the paper. We have a lot of problems with a giant lumber company by the name of Maxim that bought out a lumber company up here and is trying to strip us of all our old growth.
Oh, yes. I've been hearing about that.
I keep people updated on that, and there's a huge festival up here every year called Reggae on the River.
Okay.
That's in some things, so I keep some updates on what's going on with that. Yeah, and just some of the local stuff around here, so people that don't get to read the paper, you know, or listen to the news every day can maybe catch something.
Now, what other music shows do you have on Free Radio?
We have a hip-hop show or two. Got a lot of free-form shows. We've got a female... female punk show with mostly DJ Anna Erke, and she plays female fronted punk bands and
wait
stuff Anne, like that,
Anne Erke?
Really great. Huh?
Anne Erke?
Anna Erke.
I know of an Anne Erke that lived out there a while back.
Oh, that could it could it
with
could
the Food Not Bombs folks and stuff.
Yeah, she's been here for a bit. got a bunch of crazy shows.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of them are really freeform. Some sludge and some sludge shows and some punk shows, classic hip hop, soul. We got our one buddy who just goes through everything from salsa to hip hop to reggae.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of crust and grind and punk and. These two guys do some sketch comedy. We also have this newer talk show with Jimmy Bones that you talked to earlier. And they do like a nice talk show on Sundays from 3 to 5. That's really cool. We've been wanting the talk show, so we finally got that going on. But yeah, that's about it for now. We're starting to fill up the airwaves a little bit more, but it's just taking us a little time here.
And I'm speaking with DJ Downbeat.
Yep.
Of Humboldt Free Radio Alliance, 99.9 FM, that was visited by the FC in December 2007. Check out their MySpace page at myspace.com/_HFRA. And their P.O. Box, you can send donations, and they have this CD compilation, Riding the Airwaves, Volume 1, benefit. Do you know how much a CD is, if someone wanted to...
$5 to $10 sliding scale.
Send five or $10 or more.
Yeah, $5 to $10 or more. Yeah, if you want to send us more, we also have T-shirts and buttons and whatever anybody can do to help.
Was that on the MySpace page? People check that out.
Not yet.
Okay,
but we're gonna work on that here. We just got a new order of shirts in, so
cool.
We're getting it all together. But, yeah, you can either just email us at it's HFRA999@yahoo.com, or, like you said, the MySpace _HFRA.
Or they can mail donations to Humboldt Free Radio, P.O. Box 243, Arcata, California, 95518.
Yep, that's the one.
Very cool. Well, thank you taking out the time to talk to us about what's going on there in Humboldt. And I'm sorry that the FCC is messing with you guys, and hopefully you guys will be back on the air. Let us know when you are.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, take care. FCC agents. It's like David Dune is one of them. He's a FCC agent. And walking, they got clipboards. Two FCC agents. David Dune is one of them. He's a
How's it going? You guys all right? Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
And how do you know this?
Because they don't have a license to operate.
And what's your name?
David
Dunan. And what's your name?
David Hartshorn.
Do you have a card or any kind of identification so we even know who you are? Because you just showed up.
We showed him our identification.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see it. How do I know? Okay.
So let even hijack break up the hearty show ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
What is your name?
My name is Bob.
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 Skidmark Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob. Skidmark Bob.
Bob.
You call me Skidmark if you want. So I'm just curious if there's any other problems, if there's interference problems.
No, it's just you don't have a license to operate the station.
Okay. Okay.
You've talked to us.
We've talked to you before.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay. My name is Bob.
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 Bob. Bob. I have? Skidmark Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. I have? Skidmark Bob.
Bob.
No, I'm Skidmark.
Some say the pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet.
Well, is there any problems in like, that's all. That's the only reason why you're here, because it's unlicensed.
Continually operating after many warnings.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right. That was FCC agent David Hartshorn and David Dunan. Bob.
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 Water music there with Free Radio Gainesville. We also heard Steve Earle with Fuck the FCC and a little visit that happened to us a few years ago. Now this is Seth, rest in peace, with Radio Is My Bomb. Going out to Humboldt Free Radio Alliance. 99.9. May they rise soon.
Energy of the electromagnetic spectrum is silent. And so is... Left. Energy all along the spectrum. Left. From high energy gamma rays, low energy rays.
Left channel, octave control number 7.
Bomb! 1,000! Broadcast!